tonight to put in the offering. You didn't. Well, God spoke to me to give you some money to go in the offering, and I couldn't locate you. I couldn't find you. I don't know where you went, but I want to do that right now. And I want you, I put it in here because I couldn't see her. Right here. I want to give you this to go in the offering. And God says to tell you that I would never leave you out on anything. That you are precious in my sight. And I am writing a book out of your life. And he said, me and you in me, you and I, we're going to do great things. Hallelujah. And he says this, don't compare yourself with anybody else. He said, I have never compared you. I will never compare you. I have made you uniquely mine. And I am forming my own image inside of you. And one day, even now, something is changing inside. One day, you will stand amongst many people.
It's coming through there already. Yeah,
your own people, American people, people from other nations. And you will be as God's cheerleader. And you will bring many young people and many old people unto the Lord. And he says, today, I'm going to begin to change your way of thinking. Thinking about yourself, thinking about him. He said, because you and I, we're going to walk together. And you're going to know me. And I already know you. And he says, lift your hands, for there is a new anointing that's coming up on you. Lift them up. From the top of your head to the very soles of your feet, I shall come upon you and fill you. Are you speaking in other tongues every day? Never? Why not? Have you asked him? You never ask him. Give me that money back. Because I want to tell you, he has a gift for you. It's called the gift of power. And I just handed you this, and you readily took it, didn't you? And he's already given you a gift, and you haven't yet received it. Amen? So I want you to lift your hands. You do have Jesus living in your heart, don't you? Now, I want everybody to lift your hands towards her. God's going to use this young lady in a powerful and glorious way. And he wants to fill you with his power. It's a gift from God. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, 120, was in the upper room, and they received that gift of power. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When suddenly, say suddenly, suddenly there was a sound that came from heaven and filled that whole room. And then there was tongues of fire, and they're everywhere in here too. Tongues of fire that sat down on each and every one of them. And something happened out of their belly, not their brain. Out of their belly, God formed a river called the River of God, the River of His Spirit. And as that river began to flow, it flowed up, it flowed out, and into the entirety of them, anointing them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And as the fire of his presence sat down upon them, every one of them, not one, but that fire sat down upon every one of them. And each one of them began to speak with their mouth a language that they didn't know. And I believe that God's going to do that for you right now. Would that be good? Right now. I want you to say this, Jesus, I'm asking you to empower me with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just like you did Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all the disciples, all the 120 that was in that upper room, and just like you have done so for most of the people in this building. And now is my time. I'm receiving this gift, and I'm going to begin to speak in other tongues. I hope you're ready, Lord, because I'm just about to begin in Jesus' wonderful name. Now I want everybody in here to begin to speak in other tongues. Hallelujah. Now open your mouth and take a deep breath. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take one more. One more. Take it in through your mouth. Now, hallelujah. And open your mouth.